My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom. Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Commute. mean to meet there. I mean to meet there too. Gone straight out some road up down the road to peel a willy whack. Without a glum on a greasy road with a garment piece. All but took out his prayer handles. The dear critter was near bedlam, savage of the finest kind. It was clear the calf would not got not clean, and next summer could have looped her up the scrim to be sure. There was no baiting that old time rig all breezed up full of bugs. Nearly headed down cellar from Alaska but chowder.
Yeah, Bangor, this is Starfish. I was wondering if you had that little software plugin that deconstructs and interprets a Mainer accent to a normal accent so we can discern what's being said. You do? Okay. Can you stick that in one of the tubes and send it up in the tube system for me? Got it. All right, here we go. Thanks.
Jaunting straight out to some boat up dump. Down the road a piece, way out in the willy whack. I got in a glum on a greasy road with a gummy beast, all but took out his prayer handles. The dear critter was near a bedlam, savage of the finest kind. It was clear that calf would have got knocked in the nut summer. Could have gooched her up a scrim to be sure. I'd be looking peeking, feeling numb, heart telling, not knowing what else is to come. Jout, cried my chummy, there's another cunning fella, a big honking one looking to get a mugger. I already stove up to pick up, but one good the previous evening. There was no vading that old time rig all breezed up full of bugs. Nearly headed down the cellar from my last cup of chowder. This commute's a wicked pisser.